You ever wish you could record your drunk conversations? Well, that's what I do on the Intoxicated Podcast. Every Friday, I talk to friends, comedians, and various guests while drinking to showcase the conversations you'd only have at the back booth of a bar with close friends. It's a weekly drunk, heart-to-heart variety talk show and therapy session. Subscribe to the Intoxicated Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. That's Intoxicated, spelled T-A-L-K. Cheers.
This program contains strong language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Welcome to Prancing. It's a podcast about kids that kids shouldn't listen to.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another week. I'm Mark Adam.
I'm dying slash hungover slash KDG.
Yeah. KDG and Mark Adam are both a little on the hungover this week.
Oof, man. Partied it up too hard last night.
I'm feeling all kinds of the rough.
Yeah. I am not having a good go today.
Yeah, I've definitely felt better.
Yeah, just, like the day before yesterday, definitely felt better.
Yeah. I did it to myself though. I'm not gonna lie.
I know, right? Self-inflicted.
Yeah, absolutely. That doesn't make it suck less. It just means that nobody should feel bad for me.
Oh, absolutely not. Oh. Did it to myself. And I'll do it again, too.
Yeah. Oops, I did it again to my liver.
Got drunk. There's a t-shirt that says, shut up, liver, you're fine. I'm like, I relate to that on a spiritual level.
There's nothing wrong with my liver. Punch it. It's like a rock.
Yeah. Solid. Anyway, welcome back, guys. Yeah. Here's episode 10.
Episode 10. Oh, you know what I definitely didn't do was change the episode number on... the top of your screen. You're actually seeing episode 9 when it's actually episode 10. Fixed.
Good job. We are so on it today.
The hangover really hurts.
It's real.
Yes, it's real.
I decided to go for some ginger ale. Hopefully that's going to help. We'll see.
Yeah, I love how that used to be like a thing because ginger is very good at soothing like stomachs. Uh-huh. But most ginger ales don't actually have any ginger in it. Yeah. But we still drink it to try and feel
placebo
better.
Placebo effect. Whatever it's working, works. I swear. I feel great.
Exactly. And you know what? I'm going to teach my kid the same thing, and she's going to teach her kids the same thing, and they're going to teach... It's a never-ending cycle.
It is what it is.
Unlike anti-vaxxers, which is very much an ending cycle because they'll all just be dead. So. True.
There's and take that. Some of us down with them, probably.
Yeah, because, you know, jerk's gonna jerk.
Right?
Yeah, it was a rough week.
How was your week? Do tell.
There was a lot going on. My cat is being so loud right now. I'm so sorry. You're not part of this podcast. I will fight
Lex
you.
Lex can be part.
In the face.
Lex, you can come too.
Go away. You have food, you have water. He was so quiet, and then we started recording, and immediately just meow,
he
meow,
needs
meow,
your
meow,
attention.
Meow. Yeah. Oh, you're busy? Perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My cats do the exact same thing. That's why I had to close my door. I assume there'll be a scratch at it at some point.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
I'm glad that he doesn't jump on my desk. Like, he doesn't get up here, because that would be problematic for him.
It would.
I would not be nice about that, but mm-hmm. but no, my week was just kind of really drunk this week.
It was a drunk week.
Yeah, I had a little more liquor than normal, and that's a lot. It was just one of those weeks where the timing with Amelia and having her at home and all that stuff mm-hmm. was I had a couple of evenings free. I normally don't. And
right.
And there were some events, there's some birthdays and all this stuff. I played pool twice this week. A couple of my buddies play on a pool team, like a league.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so they asked me to spare for them on Tuesday, and I played pretty decently. So they asked me to play again on Thursday. I'm sure people do it, but I don't know how to play pool and not drink. I don't know that that's a thing.
I don't know if that exists. Well, yeah. For me, it doesn't.
Yeah. Why? I mean, and why would it?
There's like a good sweet spot where I have a couple of drinks. I'm like, wow, I can be pretty decent at this. And then I go too far. And then I'm like, wow, I'm really terrible at this.
Yeah. It's like, it's like slowly getting better every drink. And then there's that certain point where it's just like, and that's the end of that. Like, it's
exactly.
It's not like slowly down the other side. It's just like, there's the line.
It's not a grad. It's like dropped right off. There's a drop off up there somewhere and you're going to reach it.
It's 100% a cliff. And that's fine.
1000%.
Yeah, absolutely. But I get out a lot, and then last night, had another celebration of stuff, and there's birthdays, and there's this, and I don't leave the house this much normally. I don't.
That's like, good though. It's good to get out.
I guess, but I don't know. I'm not a. I've turned into the one of these people that just doesn't leave the house.
Yeah, not unless I absolutely have to. Like, go to work, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, other than work, mm-hmm. you know, and running around, picking Amelia up, dropping her off, that kind of thing. But I mean, like, socially, I don't get out of the house a lot.
Yeah.
And this week was very busy that way. And I just don't want to leave the house again.
Yeah, I know. It's like, if you have like a couple of days like that, or even like just a weekend like that, I'm like, the next 6 weekends, I'm doing fuck all. Like, there's no in between. There's either I have a bunch of things going on in one weekend and get it over with, and then I'm done for a while.
Yeah, Amelia, I took her yesterday to see How to Train Your Dragon 3.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. Really.
How is that?
No spoilers. Very good movie.
Awesome.
Rounds out the trilogy. Gives you some closure. It was great. And Amelia sat there the whole time just like enthralled in it, because it's all her characters that she loves, because she's seen both of the first two movies and every episode of the TV show, the Dragons, because they had Dawn of the Dragon Racers and Race to the Edge. And like, so the actual like TV show that's on Netflix mostly. But she's seen every episode of that show.
Yeah.
And so for her, it was just like, and there were parts where I saw little tears coming down her face, because it gets a little sad.
No, stop.
But she's just like, she's like so invested in these characters.
Oh, she's so cute. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I just can't.
And she's like, Papa, Papa. Like, and she's telling me like plot points that we're watching. And I'm like, yeah. There's other people here. We're not at home. You know, this isn't our normal movie night where we're home with popcorn.
Yeah.
Like, we're out. There's other people here. We have to be quiet. So, but she absolutely loved that movie. So that was great. And I enjoyed it very much. I'm not ashamed to admit that I really like those animated movies like Pixar.
No. Oh my God. DreamWorks. Me too. Incredibles. Love that.
Amelia's like, obsessed with it. Incredibles all the time. Do you know how many times I have to play pretend as being Mr. Incredible so that she could be Elastigirl and Dash and Violet all at the same time?
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
She's a busy kid.
Yeah, she's like, but she'll like role play the whole thing, and then she'll just be like, "And Puppet, now you say," and she tells me what to say.
I love that.
It's like, all right, can you just write me a script? I'll just read it. Like, it's fine. Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, Amelia, get right on that. Could you just write me a script, please? That'd be great. I'm gonna review this first, see if I feel a character.
Yeah, I'm gonna make some edits. I don't feel like my character would say this.
Yeah.
What's my motivation?
Go all diva on her.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What's the scenario here? What are we doing?
Yeah. What's my impetus for moving in this particular case? Because I don't know why I just did that accent for this. Like, I am an actual
know.
Actor.
It's like
I could just do my own accent. I didn't need to put a lisp on that for any reason at all. I don't
Other
understand
than
that
the fact
at all.
That it's, I don't know. Loved it. It was great. Brilliant performance. 10 out of 10. Would recommend.
You know when your brain makes a connection and you're just like, what made it make that connection? I don't see how the dots connect there, but that's fine.
I do that a lot. I have some times where I'm like, how did I get from here to here? I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was anyone else listening to me? Because I wasn't.
It's almost like your brain does like an internal YouTube loop and you get caught and you're just like, you keep clicking like related videos until all of a sudden you're just like, you're just watching things be crushed by like hydraulic presses.
Yeah, how did
I
get here?
Well, I wasn't looking for this. This is not why I am on here. I don't understand.
I was looking for a tutorial. How did I get here?
Yeah. How did I get on YouTube, first of all? And how did I get this deep down the rabbit hole? Anyway.
What time is it?
Yeah. Looking outside. It's dark out.
I should eat.
Yeah, I have a post-it note that reminds me all the time.
Yes, I did see that. That's pretty fantastic.
Yeah. I get made fun of.
You wouldn't think that it would be a hard thing to remember, but.
Yeah, when my buddies come over to my house, they're always like, hey, did you eat yet today? And I'm like, actually, I didn't. Thank you for reminding me.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, anyway. So, your week. That was my week. How was your week?
My week, pretty tame, honestly. Like, the girls were at their mom, so really not a lot of kids stuff happening aside from the regular, like, you know, rod coaching, ringette, and whatnot. But
did you come up with a prank for them yet, by the way?
No, well, I thought about a couple of different things because I actually watched a couple of videos, like, on YouTube, as a matter of fact, of parents pranking their kids. And so there's a couple on there that are pretty good. So I think I might try and do something, like, next weekend. So if I can, because Rod's totally on board. I'm sure he would definitely help me. So I found a couple of different things. So I will let you know how that goes.
Okay. I do want to know. Do you have the equipment you need to film it properly?
Well, that's the thing. Because the only thing I have would be my phone.
Okay.
I don't have like an actual camera, so.
Okay. Because I have these GoPros and they're pretty small. Mm-hmm. And I can set them up.
Oh, we have a GoPro.
Oh, well, if you have a GoPro, you can set it up in some like really neat spots. And definitely wherever makes the most sense to have it little hidden off to the side where they don't see it. And then when they.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'll do that. Yeah. Because I forgot that we actually do have a GoPro, but we obviously never use it. So.
Yeah. But if you have one, then that would be the most ideal way to make that work.
Yeah, that'll be the plan for next weekend, I think. So when the kids are back, we'll do something, I think. But yeah, my week, very chill. It was literally just a lot of work this
week.
And if
you're watching,
we've got a lot of things going on.
If you're watching, give Katie some ideas.
Yeah, if you've done something, let me know.
Oh, yeah, that too.
I'm all about it.
Yeah, we want to hear the story. Even if you don't have it on video, write it out for us. Like, type it out. Let us know. We want to read whatever you did to your kids. Hopefully in jest. Nothing mean-spirited.
Yeah. I mean,
age-appropriate pranks.
Exactly. I was just going to say, age-appropriate.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm working on it. I think next weekend will be a good one, so.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Yes.
All right, good.
good, got that out of the way. Next.
Yeah. Next.
Oh, this is rough. I'm feeling all kinds of awful.
Yeah. I love how before we started, just so the viewers / listeners know, Katie's like, we might need to take some breaks. Not feeling super steady here. So
yeah, I was like, you're like, yeah, we could schedule in some commercial breaks.
Yeah.
That might be necessary. I decided, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try and have a piece of toast. Just one piece of toast.
Yeah.
And it's part of it is still sitting over there.
Yeah, you're just
I
like
got some of it down.
Sitting heavy there.
Yeah.
As Captain Holt says in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, my stomach is in flux. yeah.
Love that. It's actually a show I've never watched. The girls love
what?
That show. Yeah, I know.
It. It's,
I know. Ali's obsessed with it, so I really need to watch it.
What I love about it is that it's a show that, like, if Amelia's just playing in a room and I'm on my computer working, I can have it on and not worry about whether or not she's in the room.
Right.
right? Because the jokes that are inappropriate, she's not going to get.
She'll never get them, yeah.
Yeah, they're totally. Not. And they're, like, you know what I mean? They're not, there's no cursing, there's no, you know what I mean? It's a show I can just have on in the background while I'm working away. And she can awesome. Be, she can be, because she'll be playing with her dolls or toys or stuffed animals, whatever, like drawing, coloring, whatever. And like if I'm working on mm-hmm. the computer, she's totally fine to be in the room. And I love that. And it's so funny.
That's the show the best is part. So like you, it's funny. Hard to find a show that doesn't have, like, that is really funny, that doesn't have, like, cursing and stuff in it. Like, it's...
Yeah, or, inappropriate themes or...
Yeah, exactly.
Because one of my favorite shows right now is Final Space, which is animated. It's an animated one. It's a Netflix show. I think originally mm-hmm. it aired on TBS. It's produced by Conan O'Brien, amongst other people.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but it's so funny. It's so funny. But Amelia cannot be in the room for it. It's pretty graphic as far as, like, violence and... Like, because it's this, like, space, it's an epic space story told in a hilarious way, but the characters are all outlandish, and, but there's just so much violence, like, and random all of a sudden. So, and I don't want Amelia, I can't watch that when Amelia's around, because I don't want her, you know? Boy, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, literally any episode can be on, and I'm not even worried about it.
That's so awesome.
That's
definitely gonna check that one out for sure.
It's
I definitely need
funny, especially if your kids comedy. If your kids watch it, like,
yeah,
like, watch it, get into it. Then you have
stop yelling at me, okay? I'll watch it.
The quotes, like, there's so many quotable moments from that show.
Yeah, no, I definitely need to do that, because I'm pretty sure Allie has watched this, like, multiple times, like the same episode. There's certain episodes that she really likes, so she's, like, watched them multiple times.
Yeah, I've seen every episode so many times, because it's my watching on the background, but to the point where I can literally quote probably every line from the entire show,
mm-hmm.
period. Like, just every episode, I can just...
That's it.
Yeah. Like, if there's a Brooklyn Nine-Nine trivia, you want me on your team. I don't know anyone who's seen every episode as many times as I have.
That's so amazing.
It's not
all right.
Really.
I'm on it. It's on my list.
That's a weird brag. I didn't mean for it to sound like a brag.
It's a weird flex, but okay.
Yeah, just kid slang. I can't.
Ah, the kids.
Yeah. Over here flexing that he knows. And no, I'm not flexing. It's not a flex.
What is to flex?
Yeah, I'm just so old. All these slang things. I'm just like, I don't get it.
Like, I know, right?
Yeet. Yeet.
Oh, yeah. What is that? What is yeet?
Yeeting is like when you throw something with excessive force.
You just going to yeet it over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know the origin or, like, the etymology of the word. Like, I don't know where that came from, how long it's been a word, if it just got invented by the internet, or if that's been a thing that's been dormant in society forever and somebody found it and was like, ha, that's funny. And,
you know what I mean? I've never heard that. Yeah, I definitely don't know that one, that's for sure. Yeet. Well, then.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It's educational, guys. We're just teaching you new words and things.
Yeah. Yeah. Like my beard today is a mess. It's definitely not on fleek, which is a thing. Ooh. I think. Is that one dead yet? I think that one might have died.
That one might be dead. I do remember that one, but that one probably is dead now.
Yeah. All right. Fair.
Which, I mean, it probably should be.
Who can keep up? Who?
I don't even try anymore.
honestly.
I just try to speak English sometimes and don't curse all the time. That's, like, literally all I do. Try not to curse.
Yeah. I mean, I don't try not to curse. the other day I was in the kitchen and I was doing the dishes. And by the other day, I mean, this would have been yesterday. So I was doing the dishes and Amelia's playing in the living room and I splashed water all over myself and I went, fun, that's so fun, I'm glad I did that. And Amelia comes running in, she's like, I like fun. And I'm like,
that's awesome. Just,
like, turning tomato red. I was so, like, because it was, like, hot soapy water, but it was, like, hot, so, like, right below my crotch. rape on my crotch. So like burnt my leg.
Oh, jeez. I'm like,
fun! Because I was aware of her in the next room. And of course, she comes over fantastic. Like wanting to have fun. She's like, what was
me
fun?
Too, me
I like
too.
Fun. Like, yeah. Yeah. Not fun. Not fun.
There's like, that just reminded me of, there's like a commercial, it's called, it's Fix Auto, and it's someone gets into an accident, yeah. And they look, and they're like,
he's like,
oh, Fix Auto. Auto. Yeah. Should be the first word that comes to mind.
Exactly. And that's a great ad campaign. I really like that ad campaign.
Oh, it's fantastic. I was talking that's just what that reminded me of.
Yeah, I was talking the other day with some people about like, some really good and really bad ad campaigns.
Yeah.
I think, and in line with our podcast here, teaching kids values, I understand that we shouldn't be, like, commercials shouldn't be where we teach our children values. I get that. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that before when we talked about the Volkswagen skipping school ad.
Yeah.
And the Gillette ad that we talked about. Mm-hmm. I forget what week that was. Episode 4 or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Anyway. But there's a commercial that's on, because I stream all my TV. I don't have cable. So the ads that pop up in the middle, like, because mm-hmm. when you stream it directly from CTV or City TV or whatever, on Chromecast or whatever, the ads pop up, right?
Oh, okay.
As they should. I like watching my media properly. That, like, there's one exception, and I'm it's on City TV that it happens. Where there's this one commercial that comes on so freaking loud.
Oh.
Like it's like
I hate
deafening.
That.
Yeah. And I'm this close to just anything that's on like City TV, even mm-hmm. though I have access to watch it properly, I'm just going to torrent it. Because
why not?
I don't want to have to adjust my volume and like wait for the ad and be like, "Oh, that's the one," and turn it down.
Yeah.
And then turn it back up before the show comes on because you can't hear anything. Like, I hate that. I hate that. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
First world problems, right?
Ironically, it is actually the same company that I'm about to complain about.
Ooh.
That their slogan is, it's like, don't do business. Don't without it, right? But then at the end, it always says, don't live life without it. And it's for American Express. And I think that is absolutely a disgusting attitude towards what is this? Your product is debt. What you want people to get from you is debt. Mm-hmm. Don't live life without it is the most disgusting way that you can market your product when your product is fucking debt. And like, yeah. I don't want my kid to grow up thinking that debt is good. I made that mistake when I was old enough to get a credit card.
Yeah.
I was not taught properly about finances and handling money and that kind of thing, which I find ironic since my mom is essentially, well, she was working at the time for H&R Block. So,
wow, way to go, Chris.
Yeah. Hey, it is what it is. And if she had tried to teach me at that point, I probably wouldn't have listened.
Absolutely
but
not.
If we teach our kids at a young age and keep teaching them about money and what money is and all that stuff, then we can hopefully keep them out of debt later. I think there aren't enough classes in school about money, debt, finances, taxes, all that kind of shit.
There's not enough in the real world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was, do you remember ComPal? ClmPal?
Yes.
Yes. So career and life management briefly touches on taxes, but never talks about the real like finance of the matter. And then physically active lifestyles was, we basically called it fat people gym class because it was mandatory, but Calm and Pal were half credits. So you had to take them together to get
both
a full
them.
Credit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was the only time we learned about finances and money in high school.
Yeah.
So it's just crazy to me that these companies marketing themselves don't live life without it. Don't live life without debt.
Mm-hmm.
But because our card is upscale, it's very high class debt. You can get into way more debt with us than other companies. Like, don't live life without it. Like,
Yeah.
Like fuck
it's kind of a
off.
Bullshit way around it for sure.
Yeah. It irks me in my core. I have problems with other ads, but usually because the concept is just dumb or it's executed poorly or whatever. Mm-hmm. But this is one where I think the core message of it is problematic for humanity, for our society. And mm-hmm. I don't want my kid learning that lesson, what they're trying to get across seems sketchy. And I really don't like it.
Yeah, it's a tough one because like it's at some level, you know, kind of how I was taught or thought about certain things was when I was going to school. You're like you said, you're not taught the basics of, you know, how to really handle and manage your money. But then, excuse me.
You're excused.
Thank you. Much appreciated. Oh, now I don't even know where I was going with that now.
It doesn't matter.
This is what happens. Guys, I'm so sorry. So sorry. No, it's me.
Talking about money. We were talking about money. Debt.
Well, okay. I guess my point was that, you know, for me, it was taught it's okay to be in some debt. Like you're always going to be in some sort of debt. If you buy a home, you're going to be, you know, 20, 25 years paying it off.
Yes.
Like things like that. Like there's good debt. Like you're building credit and so you can buy other things, I guess. I don't know, like get a car and whatever else to live, right? Like you need to have, you know, well, some people don't have to have a car, but you know what I mean? Like there's just necessities that, you know, you need in life and you're going to incur debt doing it, but it's about how to manage paying that off and not incurring more than you can actually pay for. That's one of the biggest things that I learned because, and I had to learn that the hard way, unfortunately. So it was one of those.
I did too. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of people out there that probably are the same way. Like you said, you could have taught us that in high school, but none of us are going to fucking listen. So like,
But
I can't get mad that I wasn't taught it, but
that's a bad attitude to look at it or a bad angle to look at it from, because then what's the point of teaching any teenager anything ever? Right. That should be taught. It's not taught. It should be, but
no, that's fair.
So that at least you can say, okay, you fucked up, but we did teach you this in high school, mm-hmm. right?
I think
it's like
my
when you accidentally get a girl pregnant and you're just like, we taught you how this works since elementary school on.
Mm-hmm.
This is on you.
Fair.
Right? And I say that, I'm looking at myself when I say that. I'm just, that's how you end up in Winnipeg by accident. So,
oops.
Whatever. It is what it is.
You've got the cutest kid ever, so hashtag worth it.
Yeah, like, it couldn't have ended any luckier for me. I got a gem of a kid, which I would like to take some credit for, and that I'm teaching her to be this
way. Of course. That's kind of what I was going to get at, though. I think that not necessarily that things like finances and taxes and stuff aren't taught in school, but that's also something that I think parents should teach their kids.
Yeah, if it's not going to be, it has to be taught somewhere.
And yeah, like you got to, you know,
Very important.
Yeah. Like sit down. If you do your own taxes, like some people, like I do my own, but mine are very simple. So I really don't have much to do, but like if you, you know, maybe, you know, the next time that I do them, which will be soon, you know, maybe I'll sit Allie down with me and kind of like, here's what I have to do. Here's what this is. Here's what all these numbers mean. This is why we have to file them. Like, I think it's a good thing to do. Whether or not she retains any of it really doesn't matter. At least she may not really even think about it. She might retain it and it'll just sit in there until she's ready to use it.
Well, that's the whole point of learning. It's the whole point of teaching people stuff, is so that when they need it, they know it. It's, mm-hmm. it's not like, okay, now we've taught you this, go do your taxes. That's not how it works. Right.
Well, maybe I'll get her to do my taxes.
There you go. Now you're thinking.
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but it's important, I think, because teaching kids stuff like that is just as important as teaching them manners, teaching them respect, teaching them, here's how you protect yourself. You know,
mm-hmm.
all of these things are important, but money is so much more important than I ever thought it would be when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Right? I live in a great neighborhood, but my apartment is kind of shitty. And that's the choice I had to make because money.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. And, absolutely.
You know, this week, Amelia and I are eating Kraft dinner a lot because money. And like next week.
Yeah.
Right. It's
yep.
It, every little thing as an adult revolves around, can I monetarily afford to do the thing?
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Which also encourages me to stay home and be a hermit a lot. So it's also hard to go out of the house because of how much it costs when you leave the house, especially if there's a kid in tow.
Oh, 100%. Like, we even, there's some weeks, like, you know, when you have, when we've got the girls, that it's a busy week and all we want, I just want food. I don't want to make it. I don't want to clean up anything. I just want someone to feed me and then go away.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. But when you have the kids, it's like, you're spending minimum $100 minimum for the four of us to go eat anywhere. Yep. Like, even if we get cheapish things.
Yep.
It's just, it's very expensive to do that, but it's, you know, sometimes it's worth it. Sometimes you're like, I am willing to put this money out here this week, but it all comes down to like having the money though, too. You have to be like wary. Like, I find myself now, like, where I'm at a place in my life now where I check my bank account usually at least once a day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I don't know. I never thought I would be that person. I never used to be. I never even looked at my bank account ever before, but now, you know, trying to adult and things.
Yep, I get it.
It's, yeah.
I get
anyway,
it.
Anyway, yeah. I agree. I think that stuff just needs to be taught.
We do. We have to teach our kids about money. And I'm starting to do it now, and my kid's 4.
Yeah.
I'm trying to teach her, like, when she says, Papa, let's do blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, that costs money. Mm-hmm. And, like, this is how much it costs, and this is how much I have. So if we do that, we can't do the other thing we weren't going to do because that costs this. And so I'm trying to teach her the basics of, like, value, because they understand, okay, it costs money, but she doesn't get value. What does that money mean?
Yeah.
Right? Like, trying to explain to a 4-year-old that money comes from the fact that I went to work and provided a service, and then they give me money for the service I provided. Now we can take that money and go do something and pay someone else for a service. Yeah. Right? Like, she doesn't get the roundabout way, but
yeah. Well, Ryan and I, as the girls started getting older, because they, you know, like you said, they wanted to do things and which is great. And, like, you know, it came a point where we were struggling there for a little while, and it was okay for us to do this. This is how many hours of work I have to do to pay just for that one thing.
That's a good way to, you know what? Yeah. I might start borrowing that. Although, again, like I talked about last week, her concept of time still isn't solid yet either. So,
yeah, it was more of when the girls got a little older too. But because they, when they started, when they go to like summer camps and stuff, they started being like leaders, and so that was like their job. So that's how I related to them when it's like, okay, so you're there for this many hours, and if you got paid this amount of money, which you don't because you get to go for free, and that's our payment. We don't have to pay for you to go. So we don't have to pay for anything like that. So, which is great. But yeah, so that's how it was easier at that point, because they understood going to a job and having responsibility and all that. And so it was, okay, so if you were paid this amount of money, plus you have to teach them about things that come off, like you don't just get that money outright, but that's like another, like that's an extra level, but it's just, it kind of got the point home. Like, this is how hard I have to work in order to pay just for that one thing. So It helped a lot, I think. The girls are pretty, I think they're pretty well adjusted. They're still kids. They're still like,
well, yeah, they're still like, I still want.
Yeah, of course, which is totally fine. I still want. I just know I can't have.
Yeah. Well, it's, you start weighing wants versus needs, right? And because money. And so everything as an adult is a decision based around money for the most part, unless you have tons of it and it's not an issue for you, in which case, fuck you. But I don't mean that.
Mostly, I mean, good I for you,
I,
but like
I mostly don't mean that, but yeah. Anyway, we've been talking for a little over half an hour here. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back. I'll get some more tea. We're gonna come back and we're gonna get to the news. So
sounds good.
Stick with us, everybody. Everybody in the club getting
get
something,
tipsy.
Something. Is that what that is?
I think so.
All right, I'll have
not,
to believe you.
If it's not, I'm thoroughly embarrassed.
All right, I'm, all right, we're just going to take a break now. Okay, bye.
Boom.
We're back.
Yay.
We was gone, now we not gone. We are ungone.
Ungone, jeez. Oh, what? My head.
Thank you for joining us if you're watching the live feed. If not, this video obviously goes up. We record on Saturdays. Goes up Sunday morning.
Yeah.
The actual HD 1080p version of it, which is kind of nice. We have the Facebook page you can go and follow. Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat.
Yeah, YouTube. Got that. Still haven't used it.
We have it. Just become friends with us, and then
we
can do the clickety clicks when we figure it all out.
We need friends.
I'm pretty sure I figured out how it works, but I mean that doesn't mean that I did figure out how it works.
So I have faith in you.
That's more faith than I have in me. So there you go. In the news. Last week we talked about, and I don't want to get back into it because I got real. It's a very raw thing.
Yeah.
We talked about the Amber Alert that went out and how people were pissed off that there was an Amber Alert, even though the Amber Alert is actually what caught the guy. That's how they caught him. So it was somebody had reported seeing the vehicle after getting the Amber Alert. So it fucking worked.
So it did what it's supposed to.
Exactly.
So, I mean, not, didn't, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Anyway, we're not dipping back into that emotional well. However, this week, because he was arrested, he went to jail. Apparently he was released on bail, and then he shot himself. And then it took him several days to die.
Wow.
Yeah. So he was rushed to the hospital with what the police called a self-inflicted gunshot wound, which means he shot himself. And
yeah.
So some people I had read were saying, good, I hope he dies. And I thought, no, that's the easy way out. That's what he wanted.
Exactly.
I wish he had lived so he could sit and wallow
and stew in that his entire life for what he
in
did.
in his cowardice. His like he killed a child, a defenseless human.
And his own daughter.
Like,
for that matter.
I can't wrap my brain around that.
No, there is no wrapping your brain around it. If you can wrap your brain around it, you should probably not be in public.
There's fair point. Anyway. Yeah, so he passed away this week, and I'm glad that it took him a few days. Like I'm hoping he suffered a little, and I know that's like real dark to say that, but
for what he did, it's not that it's any sort of justice, but it's
crimes against children. Need way stricter punishments.
Oh, I 100% agree. The whole story itself is just heartbreaking. I can see that people will be, glad that he's dead, but at the same time, like you said, I agree. I would rather him be in jail rotting for the rest of his life. That's my personal opinion. Like you said, it's the coward's way out, right?
I was really hoping he would pull through so he would get to go to jail and sit there and just have to wallow in who he is and what he has done. And because fuck that guy.
Yeah, agreed.
Even agreed. More than the people who were pissed off about the Amber Alert. Fuck that guy.
Yeah. That whole thing.
Anyway, so that's real dark. Good way to start off the In the News segment. And it's not going to get better. I'm real sorry. Unfortunately, there was some other breaking news from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. Very near you, Katie. There was a fire that destroyed a home. And seven children died in the fire.
It was in Spryfield.
Oh, I thought it was in Dartmouth.
No, it was in Spryfield. Okay. A girl that I work with.
I read the article wrong then.
Yeah. Sorry. I don't know. I didn't read any article. Well, I read some of it. Obviously, we all know about it, but this entire community, it it hit everybody. It was crazy. Like every, they raised in like a day, they raised over like $300,000 for this family, like just in this community and obviously other places. But like it hit hard here. They were a Syrian family who got here in, I think, 2017, I think it said.
Yeah, less than 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. And seven children.
Like to move here, to find a new life, to have all of that go your way.
Yeah.
And there was pressure to bring more of their family over from Syria. And yeah. to have a tragedy like that strike, you brought your children here to get them away and keep them safe. And it just goes to show you that tragedy can strike anyone, anywhere. Yeah. And there's been some controversy over, I think, the baseboard heater or something. There was a story that broke about, like, these are, you know, they're potential fire hazards, this, that, and the other thing. And that was one of the problems, I think, that caused the fire in their house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so there's more to it. I didn't have a chance to go down that rabbit hole. My heart is very heavy.
Me neither. I personally didn't look into it, like what even actually happened. I just remember seeing that. And then all that was coming from, it was just people trying to give their support to this family. Cause I guess the father was pretty badly burned. So he's still recovering. I don't know the entire story. There's people, cause people are dicks. Like there's some people that are like, oh, well, how did there was this one woman, I remember reading it, and I'll have to find it because I want to actually know exactly what she said. I don't want to just say whatever, but her basically what she said is that if it was her, she would have been in the building trying to save her kids, is how it came across.
That's how he got burned.
Yeah. But the mother was fine. She was outside, and as far as I know, the dad had gone back in to try and save the kids. But so it was, this woman was basically saying, why wasn't the mother doing the same thing? Basically, it came across really douchey.
Yeah, absolutely. And
yeah,
like I have one child, and if I lost her, I would be absolutely devastated. Yeah. I can't even imagine losing seven children. Seven.
Yeah, it's insane.
That hurts my heart.
Yeah, like your entire family is just gone in one night, morning, I guess. Like it's just, that's it. Like one day you go to sleep, and then the next day you wake up and your family's gone. Like that is, I can't even fathom what those people are going through. Like I really can't. But what's so great to see here, at least in Halifax, the whole community is like banded together to help this family. Like it's unreal. It's really incredible to see, and that's. It makes you really proud to be Canadian, but also Haligonian, I guess. You know, everyone in Halifax here. There's many other people who have also helped, but they kind of held, I don't know. I would say get together, but anyway.
Well,
but
there were businesses that were like, all of our sales from whatever, like Thursday, all of our sales are going to go towards this family.
Yes.
And so and they were telling people, please come buy all the things Thursday. All of the profits go to this Syrian family.
Yeah. It was pretty incredible.
How awesome is that?
It was awesome. It was just so, like I said, it makes you proud. It makes you proud to be here. It's such a horrific thing that happened. And then, like we talked about just last week about, this is a society, this is a community, and you're in it, and we help each other. And that's how this works. And that's a perfect example of that working.
100%.
It's a horrific thing that happened. And
100%.
It's like, sorry, it's like making me super emotional.
Yeah.
Anyway,
there for a second and just like compose.
Yeah, I'm getting a little emotional. Anyway, it's just such a horrible thing. So it makes me happy to see so many people do so many wonderful things for this family in such a horrible time of their lives.
I mean, it's absolutely heart-wrenching, the horrors of it, but the silver lining is, as you said, the community coming together to help these people who just came to Canada for a better life. Like all of our families, if you go back far enough, your family did the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Right? You came to the new world for a new life, new opportunities.
Yeah.
It's just really sad that it ended such tragedy. It's just really sad.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's like 2 weeks in a row, there's like these things that are absolutely horrific things happen, and it's like, this happens in like the world. I know there's like a lot of, there's terrible things that happen all the time, which is one of the reasons I don't watch the news, because they just try and like, for me, I feel like they're just trying to like scare you or tell you all the negative things, and there's no real upside to that, but, which is, you know, but this kind of stuff, like this, it's horrible, but it hits home so hard. Like, I don't know. It's so close to where we are, and we've all got families, and whether you have kids or not, it does, that doesn't matter. You've got most people have a family member. So to just think of that, you know, going to bed one night and waking up and then it's all gone. I can't even fathom it.
I would like to find some links, and we're going to put them on our Facebook page to help this family. If you feel like helping out, please help out. It's a terrible thing to lose a child, and to lose, like I said, 7 children all at once in a horrific tragedy. That's, I don't understand how you would even wake up in the morning. Like, how do you function?
Exactly. I think there's not even words. Like, how do you live after that? Like, I don't know. I don't, well, no one knows what the answer is to that. Nothing is ever normal again.
Yeah.
It was a hard thing, but yeah, I think, like you said, the thing to take away from it at least is how much, you know, the community got together and banded together for this family to try and help them through something so tragic.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome to see.
Yeah, So we'll find some links. We'll put them on our Facebook page so that you can go ahead and support them with any dollars you want to throw their way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's absolutely tragic. There's nothing else that we can really say about it. So.
No, I agree.
My heart goes out to them. Me too. In trying to deal with this, and I, you know, beyond that, what can we do? You know, it's a feeling of helplessness as a community, because you can't go back in time, and you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, exactly. But I mean, and it's not even just about the money to get, you know, to give them. It's just to try like that. Just the money is just one small piece of one thing they don't have to worry about, like how they're going to restart their lives at some point. It's
and
just
now they have to pay for 7 funerals. Or like, you know what I mean? Or one massive funeral for 7 children. They have to pay for those sorts of things. There's so many things monetarily that are going to come up that it would be very nice if they didn't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
Here's hoping that that's a reality that comes to fruition for them.
Yeah.
You know, there's just no words.
I know. I don't have words either. It's just such a horrible thing. And I just, you know, our hearts are with them for sure.
Yes. Okay. And again, another awkward transition. Let's move away from the heavy, heavy stuff.
Yes.
Let's get into some memes, top tweets. Let's get into that.
Tweets?
Top tweets.
We're going to do top tweets.
So from heavy heart to happy heart, let's... Let's end on the up. Come on, guys, join us. It's a hard train to get on, but get on board.
Yes. Okay. So I didn't really pick the 3. There was a bunch that I kind of really liked. So sometimes I'll pick a bunch that I like, and then after we talk, sometimes I'll see if the one of them kind of relates to what we talked about.
Okay. Well, we have some time, so we can do them all. Let's end with some parenting memes.
Yeah. Okay, well, I can do a couple. Sorry, just move around here. All right, so the first one that I have is a tweet from @unfilteredmama, and she said, "The tea party my toddler invited me to feels more like a hostage situation." Yeah. It just reminds me of like you playing with Amelia, and she's like, "This is what you do, and this is what you say, and you're not doing it right."
And if anybody asks you, it was your choice.
Yes, you're fine to be here.
Yeah.
Eventually, blink twice if you need help.
Eventually, Stockholm syndrome just kicks in. You're just like, "I love my captor."
Yeah. So good. Anyway, I thought that one was pretty good. Another one that I've got for you. Let's go with this one. This one's at Robin HTV. Her Hollow Tree Adventures on Twitter. She said, "My toddler truly has no idea how difficult it is to take someone seriously when they're wearing nothing but underwear and sparkly shoes." I just thought that was cute. I can just picture a toddler standing there trying to have a conversation with you, like, underwear and sparkly shoes on, like, all right.
I can picture that rather vividly.
Yeah.
that's based on experience.
I'm sure it has, yeah.
Or she'll put her shirt on and, like, no underwear, just bare butt running around, and I'm just like, what? Why? Put your underwear on. And then she just giggles and runs away. You're just like... It's like four-year-olds are weird.
They are weird. Kids are weird.
always want to be naked? I don't get it.
I know. Well, you know what? I feel it. I get that. All right, one more. Well, I've got two, I think. I'll do two more. This one is at Parent Normal, which I really like.
Parent Normal. Which I don't think is a thing, but all right.
Yeah. The packaging says baby gate, but everyone knows it's really a climbing wall for kids and a hurdle for adults.
Yeah. Have you seen that video of that baby? Like, they put two gates, like one stacked on top, and the baby climbs all the way up to the top, and there's like this much room at the top. I'm going to find the link.
But oh my God, I did not see that.
Just climbs all the way up, over, slides down all the way to the floor, and then runs away.
That's fantastic.
They couldn't figure out how their kid was getting out, so they put it like a hidden camera.
And then that's
how they caught the kid going all the way up, over and down, two gates, one stacked on top of the other.
That's insane.
Yeah.
It's crazy that the kid didn't get hurt.
Yeah, but the kid was escaping all the time and they couldn't figure it out, so they put the camera up.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's nuts.
You need to find that because I want to see that for sure.
Daredevil baby. All right.
Yeah.
I will find it after. I'll actually write a note as otherwise I'll forget. So Babygate.
Babygate. Got it.
And it's not a scandal. It's not like Watergate. It's just Babygate.
Babygate. Got it. All right. I'll do one more and it's also at Parrot Normal as well. I've had a couple of there. So this is one of their tweets. It says, you know you have young kids when you say beep beep to other adults instead of excuse me to exit an elevator. I've actually done that, that's why I found it so funny, because I've actually done that. Beep beep.
You don't even have young kids.
No. I mean, when they were, you know, like 5 and 6, this would have been a while ago when I did do it, but I remember doing that at my work. Because I did that. I don't know if it was necessarily beep beep, but it was more of like a noise rather than saying excuse me. It was like
Aruga.
Yeah. I don't know. Just something that you wouldn't normally say to another adult.
That's fair. That's fair.
Anyway. Anywho, so it's good. We kind of, you know, lighten it up a little bit.
Yeah. The
give you a little giggle.
the beep beep thing though, I went the other way. Because I work in a restaurant, I'm always calling like safety calls, right? Behind, corner.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You know, coming out.
Like, I do that all at that home kind of still, stuff. Too.
Yeah. I do it so much that Amelia did it to me the other day. I was cooking at the stove and she comes and she goes, "Behind, Papa." And I'm like, I wonder where she learned that. Because she'll be playing or something and I'll just walk past her and I just, "Behind."
It's one of those things. It's hard to.
It's just because I do it all day.
Yes.
It's just automatic.
But you know, it's a good thing that she does do that because, you know.
Which was cute because I also could trip over her and we could all die. So that's.
Everyone could get hurt real bad. So.
Yeah, especially with the.
I wish my cat, if my cats could do that, that would be great because they get under my fucking feet. They're not even in the room and I turn around and all of a sudden they're under my feet. I have no idea how that works.
Are your cats secretly children? Like, everything they do is just, like, a thing that my kid does.
Do? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're kind of jerks, mostly.
Yeah, you have asshole cats.
I really do. God, they're cute, though, but, like, annoying as shit.
Again, children. That's,
Right? Love them, but...
Yeah. But, I mean, they're kind of assholes, right?
But, like, kids, right?
Yeah, and I say it all the time when we go to the play place. I'm just like, why are kids why are these kids being assholes? And then it occurs to me that mine isn't like that, so I'm really lucky. And that's just how kids are. They're just assholes.
Yeah.
So I'm really lucky that way.
And a lot of adults are too.
Yes, that's
points at self.
also true. So we will be leaving you on this note. A slightly shorter episode than normal today. Not a big deal. Every once in a while, you know, go sub 60 minutes.
We're just too hungover for this today, guys.
I like to think we're leaving room for advertisements.
Oh, yes. Get that ad.
No.
Advertisement.
Anybody want to advertise on our podcast? Hello? is this thing on? Thank you for watching this week. It was episode 10.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/parenting. Twitter is at parentingpod. Instagram is at parentingpodcast. Mm-hmm. Katie she just wanted all the things to be different.
Don't want anything the same.
Snapchat is just parenting. Follow us on YouTube. Please subscribe on YouTube. Please.
Yes.
Please.
That
oh,
would
please.
Be great.
Please.
Please and thanking you.
we need to get to 100 subscriptions so that we can activate some cool features that YouTube has to offer, but you have to have a certain number of subscriptions obviously to do that. We got to get to 100 to do that's our next milestone is 100 subscriptions. So please help us out, share the crap out of our Facebook or our YouTube page. Subscribe all over the place. anchor.fm/parenting has a link to all the different places you can subscribe to our podcast,
yes.
As well as it has a little button called Support Us, and you can pay it a once a month fee. And for you, that $2, $5, $10, whatever per month might not be a lot, but to us, it's absolutely huge. Huge. So please consider becoming a supporter. If you want extra bonus stuff for supporting us, then you can go over to Patreon, patreon.com/parenting. And
heck yeah.
Yeah, you can get extra bonus podcasts, bonus videos that sometimes I'm going to be making with Amelia. She's pretty cute. It's worth it. Just saying.
We need a new one of those. Just saying. We need another together podcast soon. It's pretty cute.
Oh, I haven't recorded. I just didn't launch it yet. I will put that up. I will put that up.
Do it.
Thanks,
excellent.
Katie. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to write that down too. Together. Because I have no brain today. Podcast.
That's okay. Me neither.
Okay, so sounds good. Okay, so...
great. Killed it. Yes. Nailed it. We made it through.
Did we? Did we, though?
I mean, I don't know. Did we? If you guys made it through, I mean, poof, you're the true heroes here.
Right? You the real MVP. Anyway, see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Heck yeah. See you guys next week.